time for business now with Madison Reedy. Madison, EROAD has reported its first half year result, and there's a bit of a twist, and you'll get to that. But first off, what is EROAD?
I knew you were going to ask that first off the bat. So EROAD is a transport software company, particularly for transportation management. So that's things like fleets of trucks. So that's what they do. So they made a smaller half-year loss of $106,000. Now that's actually smaller than their last year loss, which was $3.4 million. So a bit of an improvement there. Now its sales rose 35% to $38.5 million. Now, EROAD is a really high growth phase company, and most of their money that they make, so those millions of dollars worth of revenue and sales, they reinvest that into its company to help it grow in other markets, not just New Zealand, also Australia and North America as well. Now, here's the twist. It said with its result today that it's actually considering dual listing on the Australian Stock Exchange so that it would have a foot in both sides of the Tasman and be listed on both markets. Now, it says that it's considering doing that because it's getting a lot of interest from overseas investors who can't always buy as much New Zealand stock as they'd like to, so they would like to buy it from the ASX instead. Now, being listed on both markets, being what's called dual listed, essentially gives companies more shareholders on both sides of the Tasman to raise money on, and this is particularly common with growth companies. You'll remember that Xero, the accounting software company, did this as well, but then they awkwardly ditched us for Australia, and now they're only listed on the ASX, so hopefully EROAD doesn't do that too.
Okay, so in other news, New Zealand's economy isn't looking so bad compared to the rest of the OECD, apparently.
Yeah, this is the OECD's latest reckoning on the global economy, and it says that it is unstable. It says that global economic growth has fallen down to 2.9%. That's from 3%. And the rate that it's moving at now is the slowest level of growth that we've seen since the global financial crisis in 2008. Now, it expects that the global economy, that growth there is going to stick around 3% for the next 2 years, so nothing good will be happening there anytime soon. Now, in its estimates of growth across the seven major economies, it said that, well, the US is holding up okay, as is France, they're doing all right, but the rest, not so much. Canada's slowing, Japan is slowing, and Japan is also under this huge big black cloud of enormous government debt too. Germany's trade is suffering, as is their manufacturing industry too, which is, you know, most of their economy because they make so many beautiful cars. Italy is weak, and gosh, no one can guess what's going to happen in Britain these days. But when it came to New Zealand, things were slightly more optimistic. The OECD said that things here are more stable. They expect growth here to stay around 2.5% this year and next year, although they did have some warning signals for us, specifically around the expectations for our exports and also consumption, being consumer spending, to drop off. One of the most concerning things, though, is that the OECD said about the world economy is that it's heading towards, quote, prolonged stagnation. They specifically pointed the finger at the lack of government spending in all of the countries around the world. Now, interestingly, that is something that we're seeing here at home too. Our central bank, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, has itself pointed the finger at our government for its lack of fiscal stimulus and not spending enough on infrastructure and things like that. Now, on this topic, the OECD said, and I'll quote here, "We need urgent coordinated political action to restore confidence, boost inclusive growth and raise living standards. Global trade is stagnating and is dragging down economic activity in almost all major economies. Policy uncertainty is undermining investment and future jobs and incomes." And they said that risks of even weaker growth remain high, including from an escalation of the good old trade conflicts, geopolitical tensions, and also the possibility of a sharper than expected downturn in China's economy. Now, we will hear from our central bank, the Reserve Bank, next week about their concerns about our little local economy. The Reserve Bank is dropping its biannual financial stability report on Wednesday. And the last one that they dropped this year, they only dropped two a year every 6 months, was in May. And in that, they raised some concerns about the high level of household debt and also dairy farm debt, which they're particularly concerned about. They also spoke about unaffordable insurance. And they also mentioned back in May that the loan-to-value ratio restrictions, which is a measure placed on banks to ensure that they don't take too many risky mortgages on, they said that in May that was suitable and appropriate for now, but things in the property market have changed, particularly in Auckland, with some price and value growth dropping off there, so they may look to ease those. We'll have to wait and see next week.
Okay, let's take a quick spin around the markets.
The NZX Top 50 Index fell just 0.1% tonight, so that's a fall of 12 points to close the week at 10,946. The New Zealand dollar, that's buying at 64 US cents, 94.3 to the Aussie, 49.6 British pence. And I'll add in here too that the Business 2 Cents Worth podcast, it's a cause for celebration this week. So they are talking about the New Zealand Stock Exchange's 150th anniversary.
And you can download that from where you would get all your new usual podcasts.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Madison. That's Madison Reedy with our Friday Business Update.